From Michigan Watch and the Detroit Journalism Cooperative, I'm Lester Graham. Thousands of Detroit and Wayne County homeowners face tax foreclosures. Some of those families still have time to save their homes, but they might be paying more in taxes than they should have to pay. Cheryl West has been living in her home for 60 years. Her family bought it when she was just 8 years old. It's near the historic Boston Edison neighborhood in Detroit. But she lost it to tax foreclosure before she learned all her options.
The house had already gone for eviction. That I was to be evicted from the home by that point. It had gone for auction.
She now rents the house, but she suspects the landlord will evict her and move into it. All indications are that she never should have lost the house. She lives on her Social Security check, and people with incomes near poverty can get a poverty exemption.
I found out at the very end zone that, in fact, I should have been eligible for the exemption from property taxes, and no one told me that.
And advocates say a lot of other people lose their homes because they don't know they can challenge their property tax assessment. David Mitchell is a member of the group Detroit Eviction Defense. He says as property values have plummeted, tax bills should have gone down too.
It's the county that is never reassessed these properties, that is then charging people for thousands of dollars over what their actual taxes should be and saying, oh, we messed up. That's too bad. You still got to pay or you got to leave your house.
Detroit Eviction Defense has been calling for a moratorium on tax foreclosures. Wayne County Treasurer Raymond Wojtowicz says he can't do that.
It isn't within our authority. It's a higher public service organization, legislative specifically, that can only attain that goal for those people.
They need to go talk to the state legislature? Fine. They need to go talk to the governor? Fine.
That's David Mitchell again.
But at the end of the day, they're not doing enough to get what we need, which is a moratorium and a halt to these foreclosures till they can sort out what's going on.
The county treasurer's office says there are many programs in place to help people, but it cannot retroactively adjust assessments, and it cannot retroactively grant people a poverty exemption. That's something homeowners have to do before foreclosure. Frank Alexander is a law professor at Emory University. He helped draft Michigan laws to help homeowners struggling with mortgage and tax foreclosures. He says more needs to be done to prevent foreclosures and keep people in their homes.
Michigan doesn't have adequate circuit breakers to create exemptions for owner-occupied property, particularly the low-income, low-to-moderate-income owner-occupied property. They should not be paying significant property taxes.
Changes to state law have helped people avoid foreclosure, for now. New low-interest payment plans have cut Wayne County's foreclosure list from 22,000 owner-occupied homes to 4,200. More people still can make those kind of arrangements if they get into the treasurer's office before June 8th. But there will still be a lot of families who lose their homes, and this is not a one-time event. Jerry Paffendorf is with Loveland. It gathers data on property.
Unless something systematically different happens, this will not be the last year of tax foreclosure at this scale.
And the Wayne County Treasurer's Office confirms next year could be just as bad. With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.
Support for the Detroit Journalism Cooperative on Michigan Radio comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, Renaissance Journalism's Michigan Reporting Initiative, and the Ford Foundation.